Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Here we go on Listen App, and it is great to have you on board. Hey.
Today, you know how to do it. You hit that hand icon, and I'll put you up on stage, and then we will talk. If you are a fan, let me rephrase that. If you are still a fan of the Sacramento Kings, they just had one of the worst weeks imaginable. On Sunday, they lost to the worst team in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets. They lost 118 to 112 to the team in dead last in the Western Conference. Last night, the Kings hosted the Detroit Pistons, who entered the game with the second worst record in the NBA at 10-33. Second worst record in the league. All right. The only team worse, the Orlando Magic. The Pistons had played on Tuesday night in San Francisco against the Warriors. The Kings had been idle since Sunday. The Detroit Pistons are one of the worst offensive teams in the NBA, averaging only 101 points a game. But the recipe for success is to play Sacramento. Detroit ended the game on an 11-0 run and scored 133 points, more than 30 points over their season average. So I ask you, Kings fans, does it get worse than this week? And the answer, unfortunately, I think by many would be, yeah, it's going to get worse. How embarrassing was that last night for the Kings? An 11-0 run by the Pistons. And oh yeah, by the way, former King Corey Joseph, for the second time since leaving Sacramento and going to Detroit, hits the big shot to beat the Kings. And Corey Joseph, who was underappreciated by Kings fans, would be an asset on any team in the NBA. Not a star, an asset. And he certainly was that for Detroit. And Dwayne Casey, the Pistons head coach, pointed that out after this season. The Kings, by the way, have played 28 home games and only 19 road games. And now they hit the road for five games before they come back home. The Kings, ladies and gentlemen, are an embarrassment. They're an embarrassment. Let's get off to some calls here on Listen App on this Thursday. And why don't we start with Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Grant. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I'm with you. Just pure pathetic. I mean, they gave up 45 points in the second quarter alone. I mean, Luke Walton must be laughing. Like you said, it's not the coach. I mean,
all the coaches that have come and gone are laughing because they know what the problem is.
Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. So I think they're on the tank mission because...
No, they're not on the tank mission. You're wrong. They're not on the tank mission.
You don't think so, huh?
Not only do I not think so, I know so. The players don't tank. Players don't give a damn about draft picks. If they were on a tank mission, they would bring up players from the G League and play them every game. They're not on a tank mission. That's not happening.
Well, I don't know. Something ridiculous. I think I think, well, then they're happy internally because the worse they get, the better draft choice they have a chance of getting.
Not the players. Not the players. The players don't care about the draft picks.
I said management.
Oh, yeah, management, you might be right there. You might be right. But the way the draft is run now, if you have the worst record in the league, you only have a 25% chance, Jeff, of getting the number one overall pick. You got to keep that in mind, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I don't it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And this is like the lowest, the low of the lows. You know what? It's the Grant Napier curse.
Call it whatever you want. I'll be responsible for it. I don't have a problem with it.
They screwed over our buddy, so they're gonna take it to shorts.
Jeff, always good hearing from you. I appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Take it easy. All right, if you want to get in on the show, all you need to do is raise your hand, and I will put you up on stage. See the Lakers last night? Frank Vogel benching Russell Westbrook. Can't blame him. You know, they lose 111-104 to the Pacers at home. How can you blame Frank Vogel for benching Russell Westbrook? Guy's been terrible. Guy's been terrible. So, you know, he was 5 of 17 in the game last night. 5 of 17. I got no problem benching Russell Westbrook. Guy has been dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Terrible. There's no other way to say it. All right, remember, when I put you up on stage, you got to hit that mic icon on the bottom of your device. Steve, I got you on stage, but you got to hit your mic, and it's at the bottom of your device, and when you do, then you'll be on with me, all right? So it's very simple. That's how we do it, and then you'll be on with me. So I'm going to put you back in audience. You can go through the routine again, and then I will put you right up on stage with me. So raise your hand, and I will put you on. We can have some fun. JoJo, you're on with Grant here. Hey, JoJo.
Hey, Grant. Longtime listener of 1140 of yours. First-time caller on this Listen app. Good to hear your voice as always.
Thank you.
I used to call your show as the as JoJo, the resident Laker fan. Since you were talking about the Lakers, I thought I'd chime in.
Yeah.
It's not working, obviously. It's not the coach's fault, just like it's not the coach's fault in Sacramento. You can't blame Frank Vogel. He brought us a championship. Call it what you want, a bubble championship, but it was a championship. And we won that year with our defense. You know, we did have Anthony Davis more in the lineup, but even he's been struggling this year. And I think the only common factor in that is Russell Westbrook. Every time he's playing, he's not doing what he needs to do. He needs the ball in his hand, in his hands to score. And when you have a LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team, he doesn't know how to act, you know, doesn't know how to act. Our play. So
I thought it was very interesting. I don't know if you saw the comments from Carmelo Anthony, but he said this after the game. We got to help him figure it out. It's frustrating as a player who's trying to make it right, trying to do things right. This is new for him. This is a new situation. This is a new environment. We got to help him through it. I mean, there's the only thing we can do is make sure his mental is right. That's the only thing I care about. I don't care about any basketball stuff when it comes to Russ. As long as his mental is right, then I'm good. What the hell does that mean? As long as his mental is right. Here's the bottom line. I'm going to let you go in a minute. Here's the bottom line to me. Russell Westbrook is a seasoned veteran, former MVP of the league. Shouldn't take this long for him to adjust. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I think the mental thing, I mean, call that what you want. I mean, that's just a word thrown around a lot these days. I don't want to call it an excuse. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay mental health. I know it's important. But these guys have a job to do, and when you don't do your job, you know, you get benched. And Frank Vogel had every right to do that last night. What Carmelo Anthony said was, you know, the right thing to say as a teammate.
Leader, he's supporting him.
As a veteran player, he's supporting him. I get that. But he also supported Frank Vogel and said, hey, it's not the coach's fault. We are the ones that go out there and play. So that's what they need to do. But I don't blame Frank Vogel for benching him. I would have benched him a long time ago. You either buy him out or try to trade him. You know, I mean, he's making $44 million this year. That's a lot of money to have on the bench. But if that's the direction you're going to go, buy him out. Or try to trade them, see what you can get from.
JoJo, let me ask you. Right now, the Lakers are eighth at 22-23. The trade deadline is coming up on February 10th. What would you like to see this team, knowing full well that you're going to get Anthony Davis back in a short period of time, but you don't know if he's going to remain healthy. But assuming that he does, you get one of the best players in the league back. You're a Lakers fan. Ideally, what do you think this team should do?
Obviously, I think we need to move on from Russell Westbrook. But are there any suitors out there? Would a team like the Sacramento Kings who need to make a move make that move and trade for him? Is it worth it? I don't know. I would like to see him moved on, move on, because, it's not working, Grant. It's not working. I watch the games every night. Lakers need to make a trade move. And according to all the big time networks, that's the rumor mill. But they're just rumors. I'm not going to get my hopes up until something gets done. But I think they need to move on.
JoJo, really appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for checking me out here on the app. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, Grant, take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Good stuff right there from JoJo. All right, let's see if we can move on and get back to Steve. Steve, hit that microphone icon. Yeah, there you are. Steve, you're on with Grant. Thanks. Whoop. Now you just turned it off. Just hit the mic on. You'll see the green button go on.
Yep.
There you go. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Grant, how are you?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, this has been absolutely ridiculous. What has happened ever since your termination here, things have been absolutely going downhill. Hell in a handbasket. I can't believe how poorly this whole thing has been run. And I can't believe it seems to me that we should have known this and realized this beforehand. What do you have to say about that? And you got the worst deal of anybody in all of this stuff. In my opinion, Grant, this whole society misses you as much as they miss our Kings trying to do well. And it seems ridiculous to me that they don't seem to think it is going well, or that the management seems to think it's going well enough to keep this up. I'm not sure what the heck's going on.
First of all, I appreciate your support and I appreciate your comments. Here's to me where the problem is. The Kings have an owner in Vivek Ranadive that needs to take a step back and not be as involved as he is with the franchise, and either keep Monty McNair and let him do what he sees fit, or go out and finally hire somebody that has a name that's done this before. And I'm not dishing on Monty McNair. I'm just giving you all these scenarios, and stop being so involved with the team. He's not capable, in my opinion, of helping out in basketball decisions. And as an owner, I think that is a huge fault of his. And until that changes, I do not see the Kings getting any better in any way, shape, or form.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. And especially with your Monty McNair, he's doing the very best he can, but it seems to me his hands might be tied. I just don't know. And Grant, I've called you hundreds of times over the last 25 years. Oh, I'm on my son's phone. Steve, this is John with no helmet. And man, we miss you here in SAC, Grant.
John, I'll tell you right now, buddy, it's very nice to hear your voice. It's been a long time. It's been, a year and a half since I've had the chance to hear your voice. Your support means the world to me.
Yep.
You know how much I enjoyed when you called the radio show in Sacramento. And listen, man, it's really great for you to be on here. And thank you very much for your call. And you know how much I've always appreciated your support. So thank you very much.
Well, Grant, I can't thank you enough for your support. And I'm glad for everything. And I'm glad that we'll be able to talk ever again.
Yep.
Every now and then again.
You got it, man.
I'm so glad that you got another platform for this.
Don't forget your helmet, buddy.
Never. And hey, man, my beard's getting out of control.
See you, John. Take care, buddy.
All right.
Good stuff right there. Yeah, he used to be a regular back on the good old days of doing radio in Sacramento. Oh, man. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. You know, I really enjoy hearing some of the voices of the past. But, back to Sacramento, there really isn't an easy answer here. I don't believe that the Kings are even remotely close to being a decent franchise. They're just not. They're just not. And, I would say, someone asked me how I felt if I felt bad for Alvin Gentry. And I said today, yes and no. I don't feel bad for Alvin because he's compensated very well. He's well-respected around the league. He's had a tremendous career. But I do feel bad for Alvin in this case, because I've known Alvin for a long time, and I have the utmost respect for him. And I know that he has absolutely zero chance of succeeding. And I said that, by the way, the day that he was announced as the interim coach for Luke Walton. I came on and I said that. I said, really doesn't matter. He's got no chance. And so for that reason, I do feel bad for Alvin, because I'm a big fan of his, both as a coach, but probably more so as a person. He's just a quality, quality person. And I've always enjoyed talking with Alvin Gentry. I have the utmost respect for him, but he's got no chance. The same way that Luke Walton had no chance. The same way that George Karl had no chance. The same way that Dave Yeager had no chance. The same way that Tyrone Corbin had no chance. The same way that Michael Malone had no chance. I mean, that's the reality of the situation in Sacramento. That's it. It's the reality. It's the plain truth. No chance. No chance of succeeding at all in Sacramento with the Kings. Brian, you're on with Grant. Hey, Brian, welcome to Listen App.
Hey, Grant. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you.
Hey, curious on the Kings front, since I'm not tuning in, is Vivek still going to the games, or has he removed himself from the fans?
I believe he's still going to the games. I don't know that 100%, but I believe he's still going to the games.
Well, being there, I mean, the Kings fans are finally showing, you know, their reaction to the product now. I mean, he's got to see that. And, I guess that would be the only – well, not the only.
Well, here's the deal. If you're sitting where he sits and you look and you see nothing but empty seats in the arena, then, you know, you're not dealing with reality if you don't see what's going on with your basketball team and your fan base.
Well, that's exactly right. And you can only, observe that for so long to maybe question, perhaps maybe I'm not doing things the right way. Anybody knows the Kings fan base is top shelf. And if we are removing ourselves, that's gotta, I would hope, make you look at the situation and ponder and rethink how you're doing things. And if it doesn't, then God help us. This is going to be bad for a while.
Well, it's been bad for a while. An entire generation, Brian, an entire generation has not seen the Kings in a playoff game. And right now,
oh, yeah.
They don't even look. And that doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon.
No. I'm 43. I mean, I was in, my early 20s or what have you when we were in that run. And I can't believe that the last time we were in the playoffs or remotely good or what have you was, 2005, 6, whatever that year that was. It's just mind boggling. You think you would fluke your way to a playoff run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nothing. It's just, it's beyond words now.
Well, considering that 16 of 30 teams make the playoffs every year, to not make the playoffs for as long as the Kings have gone, that's, it's really almost impossible. I mean, it really is. It's as you said, you should at least be able to stumble your way to the playoffs in one of those years.
Yeah, totally. So, hey, switching gears, how you seen the games this weekend? I think we got some good games coming up.
I agree with you. I'm really excited to watch, all the games. I think if I could only watch one game, I'd probably watch Green Bay and San Francisco. There are two things that concern me, or three things that concern me from San Francisco's perspective. Garoppolo, not only with the thumb, but now the shoulder and the single-digit weather, the football being hard. I just talked about this with Sean Salisbury for an hour on No Filter Network. The other things that make me a little nervous if I'm San Francisco, Nick Bosa has not yet been cleared to play, although they're optimistic. They are not winning the game, in my opinion, without Bosa. And then Fred Warner, who Sean Salisbury just told me, he thinks he's the best linebacker in football. He is going to start. He is going to play, but he has an ankle. And that thing needs to hold up, because without Warner on the field, I don't see them being able to beat Green Bay. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm a fan, as you know. This is a real tough spot. I mean, in my opinion, anything past here is gravy. Basically won two playoff games, the play-in game and last week. And given Bosa's situation, I 100% agree. If he's not in the game, we don't really have much of a chance, in my opinion. And
they have to have him. They have to have him on the field. Have to.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. I do think, I mean, if I'm betting, I'm, of course, betting Green Bay. And looking at the other games, you know, my picks, if I'm just being objective, are Green Bay. I do like Tennessee. And I like both the Rams and Buffalo. That's who I, yeah. Those are my picks for the weekend.
You know, it's interesting. I was, you know, Sean Salisbury just gave me his picks, and he loves Cincinnati and Buffalo, the two road teams in AFC. And I'm with him on Buffalo. I think Buffalo's got a really good chance to go in and upset Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah. The Tampa Bay game is interesting to me because Tampa has not played well against good teams, more or less. And last week's opponent, you know, let's face it, Philadelphia, seventh seed, you know, they're not – the fact that they blew them out doesn't impress me at all. This is going to be a very interesting game, Rams v. Bucks.
I'm with you. I really appreciate the phone call, Brian.
Yep,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yep, good stuff right there. All right, hey, if you want to get on, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and I will put you right on. By the way, you know, we can talk about other things other than just the Kings if you want, like we did right there talking about the NFL. So you can talk about whatever you want. I'm good to go in any direction. Steve, you're on with Grant. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Grant. After last night's total fade out by the team, I want to talk maybe a little something Kings, but not the game.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know the history. Back several years ago, ESPN made a big deal about having that video down in the valley that they had the big grand premiere, and then we never heard or saw of it again.
Yes.
What happened and why?
What happened was Deadspin came out and wrote a article about Mayor Kevin Johnson and the alleged sexual allegations from Phoenix, which he was never charged with. There was never anything to that. And ESPN got nervous. They backed out and they pulled the plug 1 week before it was supposed to air on ESPN. I was blessed to see it at the Tribeca Film Festival. And then they had a couple of showings on premiere week at the Crest Theater in downtown Sacramento. And so there are some people that got a chance to see it, but then ESPN pulled the plug on it, which is a shame because it was a phenomenal, phenomenal documentary that was directed by Jason Hare, the same guy who directed The Last Dance.
Do you sense that it'll never see the light of day?
Correct. It will not see the light of day.
Very
it's really such a shame, Steve. It was such a phenomenal documentary. It was just phenomenal. It captured the entire spirit of the community and everything that went on, the interviews. It was great. It was absolutely great.
Yeah. I live in Redding, so I wasn't in Sacramento to experience, but we lived through you guys on the television and the radio, and appreciate all the efforts that went into keeping that team here. And hopefully we'll see it turn around someday, but it's going to take some work.
Yeah, it is going to take some work and some time. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I'm often asked that question, and I wish there was a way to just air it or at least have it available for people that want to watch it to watch it. Even if ESPN decides they don't want to put it on their network, it's a shame that it can't be distributed to another outlet and people can watch it. You know, it's just a real shame.
Great. Well, I appreciate you bringing the history back up for me, Grant. I've been wondering about it for many years. I knew you'd know the answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your phone call and call again. Really appreciate that. Appreciate everybody else that's listening right here on Listen App. And hey, if you know somebody that has been a fan of mine, a fan of Sports Talk, and they're not aware of this Listen App, let them know. Would you do me a favor? Pass the word on and we'll get more people on here, get more phone calls, and have a lot of fun doing it that way. Three games in the NBA tonight. New Orleans is at New York, Phoenix at Dallas, and Indiana is at Golden State. NFL, of course, the 49ers are on their way to the airport right now, I believe, to make the flight to Green Bay. They will be greeted by single-digit temperatures. They'll get a good practice in tomorrow, get acclimated to the weather, and then see what happens on Saturday.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something, it's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
You had the first game, Cincinnati at Tennessee at 1:30 Pacific, 5:15 Pacific. It's the Niners and the Packers on Sunday at noon Pacific. It's the Rams and the Bucks, followed by Buffalo at Kansas City at 3:30 Pacific. Who do you like in these four games? Who do you like? It's going to be a lot of fun to get down to these final four teams in each conference. All right, let's get to some more phone calls right here on Listen App, and it's Mohammed. Hey, Mohammed, how are you today?
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on today?
I just had a question. So I usually listen to your episodes on Spotify while I'm driving. And then I'll hop on live when I get a chance. But which platform do you is it best for your viewers to listen to your episodes? Just wanted to get to
it. Really, the vast majority of people listen via Apple Podcasts because I get the numbers. I get all of the data breakdown. Most people listen to my work via Apple Podcasts. But you can also, if people don't, you know, sometimes people get confused. You can go to my website. And my website updates every single show that I do and puts it on my website almost immediately. The name of my website is ifyoudon'tlikethat.com. And so you can go right to my website if you don't want to use Spotify or Apple, and you can listen to it that way. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, there's a lot of different ways where you can, you know, find my work, a lot of different ways.
Okay, yeah, I prefer Spotify just because everything's in order, and then I just have it set up on my phone that way. But is there a platform that you prefer that?
No, I don't prefer. I personally listen to my own podcast via Spotify, but you know the website. And again, people always ask me. You can go. It's either the GrantNapierShow.com or ifyoudon'tlikethat.com. It's the same site. Again, the GrantNapierShow.com or ifyoudon'tlikethat.com. And again, like I'm on my website right now. You got my rants, you've got my podcast, and you've got everything right there for you to choose. But again, the vast majority of people listen to my work via Apple Podcasts, but you on Spotify, myself, I listen on Spotify. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to listen.
Got it. Okay, I just wanted to know if you preferred anyone. All right, nope. Thanks, man.
I just prefer people listening. That's all that matters to me, you know? Hey, you know, I also want to spend the time. I talked a little bit about this on Tuesday, and I want to just thank those of you that have reached out on Superdraft, and I've been able to get a couple of people on board, and our team is growing, and I know that there's one individual that I have on my team, and their team is growing, and it's going to be phenomenal. It really is. And all you need to do, if you want more information, you can watch the introduction video just go to grant.winthistime.com, grant.winthistime.com, and you can look at the video yourself. And then if you're interested, reach out to me. I'll give you a call. We can talk about it. I'll answer any questions you may have. I'm having a lot of fun with this, I got to tell you. And it's not only a lot of fun, but you know what? If you have a job or you work part-time or even if you work full-time and you're looking a way to increase your revenue and have another income stream, I'm telling you right now, SuperDraft is a phenomenal opportunity for you. It's backed by Caesars. It's a very powerful medium. The app is great. The SuperDraft app, you can download it right there on whatever you use to download your apps on your phone or your device. SuperDraft and SuperDraft Pro are great, man. I'm just telling you, it is phenomenal. So again, if you want more information, just go to grant.winthistime.com. All right, if you want to get in on the program today, raise your hand and I will be happy to put you on. Did you hear the story about the man from Tonga that was 57 years old that got swept away after the volcanic eruption? He got swept away in the tsunami and he survived, they say, for 27 hours after being swept out to sea. How about that? That's pretty amazing, huh? That's pretty amazing. And he's also disabled. Said, I can't walk properly, and when I can, I believe a baby can walk faster than I. We hid to the eastern side of the house. The waves were coming from the west, so we escaped the wave. He and his niece managed to climb a tree to escape the rushing water while his brother ran off to call for help. Quote, when the wave break on land just below us, my niece and I had nothing to hold on to, and we were swept out to sea. How about that? We floated at sea, just calling out to each other. It was dark, and we could not see each other. Very soon, I could not hear my niece calling anymore, but I could hear my son calling. He said he decided not to answer his son. The truth is, no son can abandon his father. But for me as a father, I kept my silence, for if I answered him, he would jump in and try to rescue me. But I understand the tough situation. I thought, if the worst comes and it is only me, I just floated, bashed around by the big waves that kept coming. He said when he saw a police boat hours later, he used a rag to wave to it, but the people aboard didn't see him. He waved again when the boat headed back, but they missed him again. He continued swimming for several hours later. Quote, I called and yelled for help, but there was no one there. My mind was now on my niece, that we were washed away together, and now I have survived. Said, that's amazing. I was now strong-minded that I could make it. I was thinking about my sister, who was suffering with diabetes, and my youngest daughter, who has heart problems. All this was racing in my mind. He was finally picked up hours later. It's pretty amazing. It really is. Pretty amazing. I saw this story on two newspaper outlets today. I haven't confirmed it, by the way, but it's pretty amazing. It really is. Stories of survival, particularly from natural disasters, it is just always is incredible. It really is. All right. Hey, again, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will get you right on. NBA, again, thank goodness the Kings don't have any home games for about 2 weeks. That way you don't have to sit there and watch the misery in person if you're one of the few people that end up going to the game. The Kings hit the road for a 5-game road trip. And then, of course, our attention will focus in on the NFL playoffs tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will talk a lot of NFL, all right? We'll talk a lot of NFL playoffs. We will break down all the games in both the NFC and the AFC. So that's tomorrow. If you have a lock of the week, if you have an upset of the week, we will be happy to do that. So that is tomorrow right here on Listen App.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. I am back with you. We had a little problem there. I want to let everyone know that tomorrow, we're going to have the lock of the week. We're going to have the upset of the week. And I'm looking forward to your calls. I thank you very much for you listening to here on Listen App. Sorry for the little gaffe there. We had a little technical issue that was on my end, not yours. So appreciate you being with me. Thank you for all the calls today. Thank you for all the talk on the NBA, the NFL. And again, I just mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays. They wanted to play half their games in Montreal. Major League Baseball said no. Good. You know what? If you can't play all your games at home, move. All right? You got a very good ball team. You're good every year, and the fans don't want to go to your games. Then move. Get the hell out of there. Go to a city that wants you. It's plain and simple. I know you're playing St. Pete. I know you're playing a dome. I know it's not very nice. I get all of that. All right? I understand all of that. Then move. Go find another city that wants you, that will roll out the red carpet, that will welcome you, and will take you in. To me, it's that simple. It really is. It is that damn simple. Go move. Find a city that wants you. There are a lot of cities out there that would love to have you. Leave Tampa. They're not going to build you a new ballpark. Leave. You got a beautiful new football stadium. You got a beautiful hockey arena. They're not going to build you a facility. Leave. Move. Go. Bye-bye. Go to a city that wants you. There are a lot of cities out there that would love to have you. Go find that city. All right? Tampa does not deserve you. Period. They don't deserve you. All right, that's my show for today. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock Pacific. Make it a great night. And thank you so much for listening to hear Grant Napier on Listen Up.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.